This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon. Much of our focus this week ties into the summer music scene around the Umpqua Valley with different venues and different things going on and playing at Music on the Half Shell on Tuesday night. Somebody who lived in the Umpqua Valley for a number of years, ZZ Ward. ZZ, thanks for being on with us today.
My pleasure.
Well, a lot of people I know are excited to have you back at the Half Shell. For people that aren't familiar with you as much or are more recent converts to living here, tell folks your connection with spending part of your life in this area.
Yes. I went to Glide High School, and I lived in Douglas County from about 8 years old to 23. So that was pretty much most of my upbringing and my childhood was there. I went to Glide High School. I would go to watch the Half Shell performances. I saw Etta James play there growing up. I saw the Dixie Chicks, Charlie Musselwhite in the park. So I'm a Rutgers girl. So that's me.
And you got started in music at a very young age. Remind folks what led to that.
My dad got me into music. My dad kind of fell in love with the blues and started a blues band called Homebrew. And he would let me sing in that blues band when I was like 12. I think we played it, like we performed at the Half Shell at some point for something when I was like 12. And I would go up and sing blues songs. And my dad was like my biggest influence of getting me into music and just encouraging me to perform in front of people and just go after my dream of being a recording artist. I also, in that band, was Rick Abbott and Glennis on bass. And Mike Kaiser taught me how to play guitar. And he was the guitarist in our band. So, yeah.
And I recall, I don't know if it was the first time, but one of the first times I heard you play was actually, and I don't remember what was going on. It wasn't a big event, but it was on the steps of the Arts Center on West Harvard there. And I was over there for something, and you were playing. Also remember you playing over at While Away Books.
Yeah, I played like everywhere I could because I was just really, really, you know, I had a big dream of making it as a recording artist. So I'd really play shows and sing wherever I could. I would do Ricketts Review, like growing up. I don't think I've ever said that, talking to, you before, but I did play Ricketts Review. And then I would do like the high school talent shows. Our blues band would play at, different, like the Mark Five when that was there. I don't know if that's still there. We would play everywhere we could. And I would like sell CDs in the parking lot there, like my demo CDs. And always felt really supported by the community, the local community there. So, and I would play in While Away Books. Yeah, they were always, I would go there when Karen owned it. And I don't know if she still does, but they were always so sweet to me in there, and they'd let me play some music in there, and I'd get an Italian soda.
So I'm curious, if you were in Ricketts Review, did you win the competition that you were in?
No, I don't think I ever won. It's funny how that works. I mean, I think I tried out for American Idol growing up too, and I didn't make it very far. You know, it's just, I don't know. I think sometimes maybe one path isn't the right path for you, and then kind of you make it in your own way, in like a different way. You know, I was very interested in songwriting as well, and at some point I think that I really felt like songwriting was my opportunity to really come up with a unique sound for my own music. But I think, you know, perseverance is really kind of what got me through. I think that I never, it was never like I had to win something in order to feel like I was following my dreams or on the right path. You know, I knew I love singing. I love playing music in front of people. I love being in the studio recording music, and that's what I love to do. That's where my heart is. So, you know, you just keep fighting to do it.
You obviously were in it for the long haul. The idea that you didn't win Ricketts Review, yet you went on to have a music career, reminds me of Michael Jordan, who got cut from a high school basketball team because he was told he didn't have all that much talent. And then the
yeah. I mean, and I say these things because it's like, you know, I, at this point, it's like the least I can do is like influence other, you know, artists that are maybe starting out or wanting to get their music out there, or people in any type of career. It's like, you know, you're going to face some doors that get closed, you know, and that's just how it goes. And you really have to believe in yourself. That's like the biggest thing. Believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself before anyone else will believe in you.
So how's your life going on coming out of the pandemic? How have things been going for you?
Things have been going, man, a lot of changes in my life, a lot of big changes in my life. I had my first child, so I have a 2.5-year-old. That has absolutely improved my life. It's the best thing in my world. And also, I ended up, I stopped working with my my long-term record label that I was with after the pandemic, and we parted ways, and I decided to start my own independent record label called Dirty Shine Records. So I have now been putting out a handful of songs this year and at the end of last year independently. I'm making music videos with my brother, Adam Ward, who is also grew up in Douglas County and is an independent film producer. He's incredible. And we've done a handful of music videos that have been really, really fun to do. And we've kind of created these big elaborate stories. You can see them on YouTube. They've gone great alongside the music releases. And I'm putting out an album. My first album, since being off the label independently, I can't tell you what it's called. Sorry, I didn't announce that yet. But it's coming out. It's coming out in September, I think. And I have, I have a tour that I announced recently called One Hell of a Night Tour that it's a national tour and I'm going on in the fall. So I've got a lot of stuff going on. It's a new chapter for me. It's a very, very exciting and empowering chapter of my life.
And I know
as a new mother, yeah.
Well, I know you're doing some touring this summer. In addition to playing Half Shell, I saw a number of other dates as well.
Yeah. So I got a lot of shows this summer. I have a few shows opening for the legendary Melissa Etheridge. And I'm just hopping all over the country in July, really. I have a couple shows in August. Really, July is just jam-packed with a lot of one-off shows playing. I mean, I'm playing a show I mentioned to you on a Saturday in Healdsburg, California, right before we go to Roseburg. So, yeah, it's been fun. I mean, I love getting out there with my band and playing, you know. And coming home is just wild. I mean, there's no show quite like, you know, playing at the Half Shell for me. So I'm looking forward to that one the most. But, yeah, I've had a lot of shows this summer, so.
I imagine that trying to write songs when you have a 2.5-year-old is a bit complicated.
Yeah, you know, I'm lucky. I have a very good support system. My family steps in to help me a lot. I definitely could not do it without their help. That is for certain. I think that also, you know, my son inspires new music and also inspires mom to, you know, start her own record label and just, you know, keep getting my music out there and showing my son that, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to. So
you, over the years, your music style has evolved. Talk about that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a lot of incredible opportunities. You know, I think my first album, I had features from Ali Shaheed Muhammad, from Tribe Called Quest. Kendrick Lamar was on my first album. Fitz from Fitz and the Tantrums was on my first album. As an evolution on the second album, my second album, The Storm, went number one on the Billboard Blues charts, which was very, very cool. And I had a feature from Fantastic Negrito on a song called Cannonball. And this, I'd say the newest evolution of my music is just truly having the freedom to put out whatever I want to put out. I don't have to answer to anyone at this point as an independent artist. I really can just put out the music that I love and that I'm proud of, and I can continually put out music, and I don't have to slow down at all, which is just this new freedom that I absolutely love. I mean, I have my roots in the blues from growing up playing in my dad's blues band, and then I also have a great love of hip hop, and you'll definitely hear that influence in my music, and rock. So I've never quite fit into one genre as an artist, and I think that's what people have learned to appreciate about my music.
We're going to take a break. More with ZZ Ward, and we'll hear one of her recent songs when we come back on Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast. After 1, it's 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1 on tomorrow's program. We'll interview the new director of the Roseburg VA Medical Center. ZZ Ward talking to us today, getting ready to play music on the half shell. Come back to Douglas County on Tuesday night. So ZZ, tell us about this song, Forget About Us, and then we'll play it here in a moment.
Yeah, Forget About Us is a song that I wrote about a close friend of mine was in a relationship, and they were being cheated on in their relationship. And I was just felt so close to this person that was being cheated on that I felt like, man, I just felt like I was in their shoes, and I could relate to being in that situation where you just felt like you were done with the relationship and you wanted to move on. They were not quite in that place to say that, but I wrote this song because I was like, this is what you need to feel like. And eventually they did feel like that, and they moved on out of the relationship. So, it's a song called Forget About Us.
Here it is now on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Sundown, bicep on the dash, I'm driving.
Wow, ZZ Ward. Forget About Us, and you've got to check out the video that goes with that as well. ZZ, it looks like your brother was involved in that one too.
Yeah, it's been like the coolest new chapter of my life. Like, since I'm not with the label anymore and like I started my own independent label, I've been working with, it was one to my brother, and I was like, hey, like, let's do this. Let's make some music videos together. And so we've made, I think I'm getting ready to put the fourth music video that we've made together out in a few weeks from today. And it's just been like such a blast. It feels like we're like little kids again when we're working on this stuff together. It's super fun. I mean, we're doing all of it. I'm like booking the locations, and all of our friends are in the music video acting, like, and they're all like, all of them are in, like, every one of our actors is like continually in the music videos. So we have like kind of like our little tribe. Yeah, we just kind of keep getting more wild and crazy with our ideas. So it's been such a blast working with Adam.
Who are some of the current music artists that you're listening to right now that you especially like?
Nathaniel Ratcliffe, I think, is incredible. You know, I always love Gary Clark Jr. And gosh, I'm trying to think, like, who else have I been listening to? I wasn't ready for this question. Gosh, I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of blues lately, to be honest, a lot of old blues. Just kind of where my head is at. But you know, there's so much great music out there now. It's really like, it's whatever you want at any given time, you know?
And during the pandemic, I know we talked to you somewhere in the midst of that, or I don't remember exactly, maybe coming out a bit. How hard was it to keep things together when it was hard to make a living?
Yeah, it was hard for everybody, man. You know, it was crazy. It was crazy. We didn't know when live music was going to come around again. And like, even when it was, like, it was just different in every state. And like, some people were comfortable going out, some people weren't. It was really hard to be patient. I'm just so happy it's over. Because really, like, you know, it was like, at first it was like, we were on tour. We were in the middle of my Stardust tour. We were in Chicago when I found out that Live Nation was shutting down all the tours, and we had to shut down and wrap it up. Played one last show in Chicago. We drove the tour bus back to Nashville. I flew home. I think like all of us thought I was coming home for like a week or something like that. And then it was just like, the whole world changed. It was really, really crazy. I remember feeling like walking around my yard and having this burning sensation in my arms and my legs. Cause I was like, I feel like I was supposed to be performing right now. And like, I just got like taken off the stage, and I just like couldn't get that energy out of myself that I wanted to so give to my crowds. You know, it was rough. So gosh, I'm happy that's over.
What can people expect when they come see you Tuesday night at Half Shell?
I think they can expect to hear like a lot of different music from me. I mean, I'm playing music from like every different era of my career. And so hopefully they'll hear, you know, if they follow my music, they'll hear what they love the most. And then some, I'm playing some new material too, I just started playing it out like at these last couple shows, which is really fun and keeps me and my band on the edge of our seat. And I think just good vibes and good energy. You know, I think whenever I play, I have a great time. I really enjoy myself on stage. I think playing my hometown for me is so incredibly meaningful. I can't remember if this is the second or the third time that I've played back home. And every time I come back, I feel so much genuine, like, love and support from the community that it's just like, it's tremendous. It means so much to me in my life. So coming back to play the Half Shell is just, I'm going to have a great time, and I really hope everybody, you know, comes on that journey with me and has a great time.
All right, Tuesday night, Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg, Stewart Park. ZZ Ward will be at Music on the Half Shell. ZZ, thanks for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.